Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Companies that ship a lot of parcels and packages can find it difficult to manually check every FedEx or UPS invoice they get. Our next guest says the result is that companies end up making payments to shippers that they shouldn't have, which is why his company was formed. Vic Pierce is a vice president with Intune Logistics, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Vic, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So Intune Logistics was started by three software engineers who had spent years in the freight audit industry. They formed the company in 2010 because the freight audit was in a place where people were not getting the kind of service that they should have been receiving. So what Intune Logistics does is it audits invoices that in volume would become impossible to look at carefully. Software can look at every single line item, if you like, of an invoice, which a human being cannot. The information for these invoices from FedEx, from UPS, from any carrier, come to us in EDI form, that is, in digital form. And our software can then look at every invoice that a company has that would normally go directly to the company. Those invoices come to us. And we're able to look and find the errors that are always present in these invoices. Shipments arrive late, and the wrong rate is used for an invoice. They claim that your package is a size that it is not. These are the kinds of things which, when caught, allow you not to have to pay that invoice.
Are there other companies that are competing with you that are offering similar audit software?
Yes. Generally speaking, there are at least 10 or 20 of these companies that do this in other parts of the U.S. and overseas.
And so a big company, when they hire an audit software company like yours to audit their freight invoices, I'm assuming that they have to give you a lot of data regarding how they order, what their quantities are, for you to be able to automate this to match up the invoices and find errors. It sounds very complicated.
It is complicated. The freight industry has different ways of moving product. There's partial truckloads, there are full truckloads, there are containers that come in from overseas. And then, of course, there is FedEx and UPS, what we call small parcel, which is what we are more familiar with. We do the auditing of all these sorts of modes of transport. To be able to do this, what client has to do is it has to give us the contracts that they have with these various carriers. And then these carriers are set up to be able to electronically transfer those invoices to us. We look at the contracts. We match it against the invoice that has come in and find out, did they use the right rate? Did they use the right weight? That is how we catch the errors that the invoices have.
Can you give us a real-world example?
We had a customer who has just come to be with us. They had a contract with FedEx. What happened was that when they switched over to FedEx, a number of the divisions that they had were still on the old rate structure. They had not switched those particular divisions. FedEx hadn't switched those particular divisions to the new rate. And so within about 2 weeks, we were able to show them a savings of about $50,000 that they would have missed because they had already paid those invoices. That's an example.
Well, Vic, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike, for inviting me, and I listen to your show, and it is a good way of finding out what is going on in South Carolina.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank you so much for listening. Vic Pierce is a vice president with Intune Logistics. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.